Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you guys kind of starting to like the overtime in the playoffs, or what's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I joke around about it after the game. I think we've already played an extra game. If you look at it, because we've been to so many overtimes, but thankfully we were able to, you know, cash in right away, and great shot by Rooster. You know, that guy's been dialed all playoffs, so I can't say enough about him. And, you know, I keep joking around. I was like, I don't know how many shifts I have left in me, because we go back-to-back overtimes. Both buildings are hot. You know, it's just great to be a part of. It's a great game.
How often do you practice scoring the kind of goal you scored?
Yeah, I think I was going to do whatever it took to get to that puck. Great shot by Jimmy. I actually thought he was going to pass it, but, you know, he went low pad. I think, you know, everyone teaches that, to go far side and low pad. Don't really execute it a lot, but, you know, thankfully it dropped for me right there. It was good.
Why are you guys so comfortable?
I think it's a bit of... You know, we have some young legs. I think you guys see guys like JJ out there in overtime. He's flying. You know, I think we could expose their D. I think they they're getting a little tired with the back-to-back and the travel and everything. So, you know, we just have confidence. We have, you know, four solid lines, and, you know, everyone could contribute at any moment.
What did you think of the atmosphere in the building tonight?
It's incredible. That'd be great if every game was like that. You know, just to see the support from everybody. I live pretty close by, and already seeing the roads closed, you know, to start the day, everyone was excited to get back to the rink today, even though it was a 5 o'clock game. We traveled last night. You know, I couldn't say enough about the support today. It was incredible, and the loudest I've heard it here.
Does it impact you guys during the game? Are there moments when they're that engaged that it does impact you guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think we saw it, you know, with Utica, sometimes, you know, the fans are so engaged. They might overreact to a hit or a call, and I think it sometimes sways the refs a little bit, maybe. You know, they obviously had a lot of support today, and, you know, it was incredible. It was, you know, we were able to feed off it, and, you know, everyone wants to go out there and score when buildings like that.
What's it like watching JJ when he's creating offense the way that he did tonight, and, of course, the previous few games here?
Yeah, it's incredible. I think, you know, just to see him, you know, at any moment, he's dangerous. You know, he can beat guys wide. He's a good playmaker. You know, he has all the tools, and... you know, really confident when he's out on the ice, and sometimes he's even, you know, double shifting, and, you know, it's incredible to watch out there.
What do you think is allowing him to keep reaching at a higher level than he has at the top of the year?
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, we talk about it a lot. You know, you have JJ and Quinner, you know, they're both top prospects, and I think those guys make each other better. When one's having success, the other one wants to, you know, contribute as well. And I think, you know, that battle's been going on all year, but it's a healthy competition. And, you know, both those guys are incredible players. And, you know, like you said, JJ having a hat trick last night and then coming up big tonight, back-to-back games. You know, you need those guys to contribute, and they've done a really good job.
The last game, the level of physicality by your club is, you know, really, really ramped up, and you may not be known as a team that's going to play physical, but a team everybody will
do. Yeah, I think to have success at this time of the year, I think, you know, we got to be physical on them. We have to, you know, force their defense and forwards to be uncomfortable, and that's where we have our success, is creating turnovers and then going playing in their zone. We have some capabilities on the rush as well, but I think the heart and soul of our team is playing down there and being hard to play against. Yeah.
Does that make it more satisfying? All three of your first three goals are all hardworking, pay the price type of goals. Does that make it more satisfying?
Yeah, just to see guys get rewarded for that. Yeah, I think when you're playing the game hard like that, and sometimes the bounces are going your way, sometimes they're not. But today, we were fortunate, and even last game we had a crazy bounce. I don't know if you guys saw it, right to the slot for JJ. But we also had a good shift leading up to that, so it's good to see. Yeah.
Talk about that bounce last night. Some bounces today. Does it just feel like things are? I mean, they talk about puck luck. Does it just seem like things are kind of bouncing your way right now?
I think they're both ways. I think, they had a goal that I think went off one of us into the net. And, that's hockey. You're going to have those. I think watching the NHL playoffs right now, see Toronto. Toronto played a great series and, still came up short. Definitely could have easily won that one too. So that's hockey. But, your mind has to stay sharp and engaged. And I think our guys are doing a good job of that and learning as we go.
Sean, as a line mate of Jack, what you've seen in his game right now? Because obviously, he's not racking up as many points as he was, but are you still feeling, that his game is right where it needs to be?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's had chances. I think, you start to panic when you're an offensive guy and you're not getting chances, but, it's right there. He could easily had a couple tonight, and, you're having a different talk. You're a different story, and I think he's doing a lot of the right things. We talk about it on the bench all the time. Just keep going. Same with Mershy. Like, we're getting chances. We're just, they aren't going in right now. But, he's got to, stay on it and keep playing the way he's capable of. And, he's going to break through eventually.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.